Now, in the last part of our show, the arts with Chris Johnstone, revolving around a brief but stormy love affair that made history books.
Heute ihn, wenn nötig, totaler und radikaler, als wir ihn uns heute überhaupt erst vorstellen können.
That was an extract from the famous Total War speech by Hitler's loyal propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels. He was increasingly the public face of the Third Reich as Adolf Hitler retreated into a world of illusions at the end of World War II. But the play Goebbels' Barrowa goes back further, dealing with the short mid-30s romance between Goebbels and Czech actress Lida Barrowa. It has been performing to a packed theatre since it opened at the Divadlo Comedy, or Comedy Theatre, in the centre of Prague at the start of September. The play focuses on the off-screen romance between Goebbels and the young and beautiful Barrowa after she went to Berlin after being signed up by the famous German film studio, UFA, in 1935. The play is itself the fruit of Czech-German cooperation. A longer version of a play written by German Oliver Ries, based on the diary of Joseph Goebbels, has been boiled down and combined with a piece written by the current play's director, Dusan Parisek. The result is two almost separate monologues, each of around 40 minutes, retracing Goebbels and Barrowa's separate and intertwined lives. Goebbels committed suicide as the Red Army approached Hitler's Berlin bunker in 1945, but his infamous career could have taken a very different turn if he had been granted his wish at the height of his Barrowa infatuation to divorce his wife and leave Germany for Japan. Barrowa had longer to reflect on their relationship, which helped to taint her, in the eyes of many Czechoslovaks, as a collaborator. She died aged 86 in 2000 in Austria, with that fateful romance of six decades earlier having haunted her for the rest of her life. The play's co-author and director, Dusan Parisek, says that a simple transfer of the original German play would not have worked for Czech audiences. They would have found it far too easy to judge Goebbels as the typical archetypal evil German without asking any questions about themselves and some painful episodes of Czech history.
It would be too easy just to stage this fantastic play. It is a compilation of thoughts and memories of Joseph Goebbels. It would be too easy to do that because it would give the audience, every audience on this earth, the chance to watch what's happening on this stage with distance. For a society like the Czech society of these days, we had to change the point of view and to make sure that this big career had a lot to do with the Czechoslovakian society of the 1930s too. It is interesting that one of the weaknesses of this man who represented evil for who represented evil and will represent evil for generations, that one of his weaknesses was a Czech actress, Lida Barrowa.
The director says that Lida Barrowa is symbolic of certain currents in Czechoslovak society in the 1930s that flirted with the Nazis. The short-lived Czech government between the Munich Agreement and final invasion of the remnants of the Czech state in March 1939 took an overtly collaborationist line with Nazi Germany. Other choices about collaboration in different circumstances came later. For Dusan Parisek, the play is also the fruit of a personal interest in the tragic fate of the Czech actress and a study of the most revealing interviews she gave about her relationship to her biographer, the famous Czech writer Josef Skvorecký. A more recent book about Barrowa has been written by her former friend Stanislav Motl.
I was thinking about Lida Barrowa since I met her once in 1995 in Salzburg, and it was an interesting, very short meeting with an old lady. When I met her, I thought that there's someone who isn't facing its own past, someone who is lying about a truth. And when I started to read all those books that were written about her, I learned that she talked in very different versions about her past. The older she got, this mésalliance with Joseph Goebbels became something that is possible. And after reading all those materials, I'm sure that it was a real relationship between these two, a sexual relationship that lasted for months.
In the play, the Czech film star is played by the young Czech actress Gabriela Mitrová, who, as an older woman dressed in an elegant 1930s long white gown, looks back on her life. Dušan Parisek again.
You listen to Lida Bárdová in the 1980s talking about this relationship, and you listen to a person that was just living these 1930s. She was for her whole life living just this period of glamour, of career, of success. Stanislav Motl talked about it in a very, very clear way. He said she was rising for 7 years and falling for another 60.
Here, Lida Bárdová is told by Hitler's secretary that she has been banned from making any more films in Germany after the German leader was told about the affair by Goebbels' wife, Magda. If little pity is wasted on Lida Bárdová, Joseph Goebbels is not treated with kid gloves either. During the play, he frequently pours out his hatred of the Jews. Actor Martin Pechlat says some parts of the script made him feel uncomfortable.
Během zkoušení mi byly chvíle, kdy mi z toho nebylo vůbec dobře.
During the rehearsals, there were moments when I did not feel at all well. I had to come to terms with some of this. But I said to myself that it was basically positive, because we wanted to show this evil, show it in its basic raw form. That is because evil is not some horned devil, it is people. Goebbels was a person, evil is done by people.
Jsou lidi, jako ten Goebbels byl taky člověk. To je na tom to nejhorší, že to největší zlo si dělají lidi sami sobě.
But the affair inevitably shows Goebbels in a human light and also as a bit of a wit and entertainer. While some of those who bought tickets for the play might be attracted to the tale of a scandalous Third Reich love story, or perhaps Ménage à Trois or Quatre, if you count wife Magda and Hitler as being on board in one way or another, the director says the play's message is much deeper.
Maybe someone comes to this theatre because he's interested in the relationship between Josef Goebbels and Lida Bárdová, but everyone who leaves it after the performance knows that he saw much more, feels that that we invited him to think about the past of this society, of this modern Czech society that tries to become a democratic state and isn't still dealing enough with its own past. This is something we wanted to talk about. I think that this is a reason why this production is now debated that much in the newspapers, in radio, on TV, because we touched something in the Czech nowadays society that is something like an open wound. People do not reflect their past as much as they should.
The play runs until the end of the year. Unfortunately for both director and theatre, they are still waiting for news from Prague City Council whether their grant will be extended into next year or a final curtain call will come in December.